This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome in on a Thursday. This is a treat for all of us. We welcome in a man known as the Godfather of sports radio. We welcome in a man who is always on his best behavior in this day part, Mr. Michael Stone.
That's because you crack that whip and make sure I'm on that.
But we do have a treat. Because yes. Here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
If you behave yourself and you don't turn into the grandmother from Wedding Crashers,
okay. We
are going to do something called It's Stony Time later in the show, and it's essentially a ball pit
okay. Where
you get to just unleash all the topics that we said no to pre-show.
Okay.
And Stony, it's Stony Time. Now, there'll be a sounder for it.
Yes.
And then the world is your oyster.
Yes.
All I will operate is not this microphone, but it'll be the dump button.
Okay.
Just in case.
And it will include such things as underwear, graduation parties, and even your favorite, the WNBA.
Oh, super. Also, Kenny, congrats on the NHL's poverty status. But we have a lot to do. Stoney normally is...
That was a great game last night. What are you talking about, poverty status?
Nobody watches it.
We did. That's all the... Okay. I've had enough. Okay. I've had enough of you and your ilk.
I know, but the ratings are down 25%.
Who cares? Who cares about the ratings?
I mean, it's fun to make fun of a hockey fan about. Well, nobody likes your sport.
Yeah, but nobody's liked our sport forever.
Our sport?
Yes. I love hockey. It's right. The greatest.
Your favorite Broad Street Bully memories.
It's been 50 years since they won the last cup. They're like the Knicks.
That's crazy.
Isn't it amazing? At least they've been in the finals six or seven
50
times.
50 years?
50 years. May 27th, 1975. That was the last Stanley Cup they won. They went back to back.
What about Eric Lindros?
He didn't win.
I know.
The Red Wings.
I'm kidding. Listen. You see the mood he's in, people? Uh-huh. No. This is important because we've been living a Snickers commercial. Like, you're not yourself when you're hungry. So Stoney hadn't eaten today. And I'm not going to say what he ordered. It's no one's business. But I will just tell you what I witnessed pre-show. Stoney, it was like the lowering of the yak into the Velociraptor pit in Jurassic Park. And I'm like, Mike, the food ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't eaten today. Are you settled now? Because I know we're starting the show with a Stoney topic.
Mm-hmm.
You've had enough of something.
Yes,
I have had enough. And I want to give you free rein. Because I think I agree with you on this, but please, in your West Bloomfield Lakers gear,
that's right.
Would you please deliver what you've had enough of?
Touchdown, Lakers! By the way, I don't know if you know this, Mike, but I've been moonlighting, not a lot. I turned down many more than I accepted. But I occasionally substitute teach in the West Bloomfield School District.
No, you do not.
Yeah.
Are you... have we not gotten a camera and a wireless mic in Mr. Stone's classroom?
Basically.
What, are you kidding me?
No. Basically, it's babysitting because the teacher calls in sick or whatever, and they leave the lesson plan, which is basically go to your Chromebook, do this assignment. So I sit there on my phone and just make sure everything's... So the other day, I was doing middle school language arts, three classes. I only did a half a day. And so I always say, your teacher's not here today. Mr. Stone, you might know, your parents might know me as Stoney.
Oh, dear.
Or whatever.
Oh, God.
But you might know me. I said, yeah, I've been on the radio. I said, but you might know me better if you ever gone to any Laker football games. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm the guy who goes, touchdown, Lakers. And they, oh, my God, that's you. I said, yeah, relax. Just sit down.
How did we end up here? Just real quick so I can understand.
I don't know.
Because you mentioned the West Bloomfield shirt.
Okay, your mind works in amazing ways. First of all,
well, it's ADHD.
Can
I speak to the administrator who said it's okay for you to work in an educational environment?
By the way, it's not too difficult to become a substitute teacher.
Yeah, clearly. You're a living example.
Yes.
So let's just get to this.
Okay.
You've had enough of
I've had enough of sports gambling on television. And I'm guilty because I bet occasionally. I mean, I had a 4-leg parlay yesterday and lost by 1 point.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, exactly. It's like your fantasy football team.
Correct.
Right. Anyway, I was reading this morning and doing the voluminous show prep at Bob Costas. Kind of avoid sports gambling. I figure I was a typical Costas. I'm Mr. Pompous. I'm, you know, whatever he would stand, he would go. But he explained that when he was a kid, his father was kind of too into sports gambling because he used to set up as I used to carry, like, you know, the pool sheets around. I used to do that for somebody. So Costas used to do it, and his father told him, don't do it because I got in trouble because I did too much sports gambling. So he was done sports gambling. But when you watch the games, and look, we're guilty. We talk about lines all the time. We do parlays, all that stuff, prop bet, you know, parlors or whatever you call that. What Rico does a lot. Your great podcast, Cash the Ticket. But when you're watching games, do we really need to know what the live betting lines are on every 15 minutes?
No.
Or bottom lines with, you know, you know, the schedules and what the point spread is and, you know, parlays you can take and now ESPN with their own ESPN. It's just, I just think it's too much. I'm not against sports gambling. Like I said, I do it. But I imagine, and I want to know at 248-539-9797, is this a turnoff for people?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it, you know, hey, it's great. You know, don't be an old man. I'm not being an old man.
You're not.
Hell, bookies have been around for centuries.
No, okay. So the headline is, I agree with you at every step. Like, understand something, too. It's like anything in life. Like, you find a place you like to go eat. All of a sudden, I know you. You're eating there every day. And then you get sick of it.
Yeah, less is
more. It's the same thing with sports betting. I think it hit like a ton of bricks.
It kept a lot of companies like ours in business during COVID.
Sure it did. And it still has a place. It's just one of those things where the way I view it is we've hit the peak.
Mm-hmm.
And like you mentioned, Cash the Ticket.
Right.
Case in point, I've already had meetings with Jim and I've already told this company. I'm evolving that podcast because ultimately, here's the deal. You cap yourself growth-wise. There's only a certain amount of people that are going to bet.
Right.
Very few stick with it. Not that that is advisable or not advisable. It all just depends if you can afford it. The reality is, I myself, Mike, I've said this to you. Football season, by the end of football season, look, I do the pod. I try to do a nice job for the people.
Yeah, you do.
But Cookies is the one who enjoys the betting more than me. Like, the rest of the year? No, like, my enjoyment of gambling is on the horses. And that's on an odds basis, and I'm better at it, frankly. But the point is, no, it's too much. I was watching Pacers-Knicks the other night. I don't need live odds in the middle of a highlight where the pregame was X and the live is Y. No, it's too much.
I mean, it was cute. Like,
I know
when
that.
Al Michaels and Brent would, you know, mention lines and over-unders at the end.
Yeah.
But that was before it was legal.
Yeah.
I mean, look, guilty. We used to have, and I, no apologies, we used to talk about it for years. Wojo and I had Johnny Avello on every Friday.
Oh, the Wynn Sportsbook.
Yeah, you know, so people have been betting. This is nothing new.
No,
it's just a proliferation, and because it's so accessible,
it's too much.
There probably is more people who do get in trouble betting.
No, there
than
are,
they
but
should.
I'm a big believer. It's not your job to save everybody.
No, I understand.
Everyone's
that.
An adult.
No,
but has it gone too far? Is it annoying? Yeah, of course it is. I don't run from that. And look, we've even made changes to this show. Like, we got rid of On the Board. That doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
It had its time. It had its day. We're done with that. Like, this fall, I don't think we're doing Prop Bet Casino. Don't need it. Like, you have to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, as someone who watches sports, oh, I've had enough.
Right.
I don't. It's so over the top. It's so intrusive. And the worst part is, forget about commercials. Look, we work in a commercial environment.
Right.
We all know that.
Do live reads for these products all the time.
But my point is, when you're talking about watching the game, everyone already has the ability to get whatever gambling information they do or don't want. My God, what they're doing in-game. And forget about signage on the court, on the sideline, the commercials. But when you are in the game propagating things, that's where, no, I'm not mad at you at all, and I think you're right. And I mean, we operate a business that I'm very conscious of how this works. Look, Cash the Ticket, I'm going to reduce the amount of gambling discussion by at least a third. Why? Because I enjoy talking sports with Jim.
Right.
And look, we have the ability to aggregate data and understand what people want to hear and what they don't. Look, maybe we don't need to break down 23 games. We'll reduce it to 15.
Right.
Because I want to talk to Jim more. So no, I'm actively in the headspace you are. You, the people, I'd love to hear from. Like, I don't need pick to stick. I don't need to know about Daniela Bruce's live parlay. Like, none of this, to me, none of it's acceptable.
Right, and believe it or not, I think a lot of those people that you mentioned, Danielle and some of the, you know, they don't want to do it either, but they have to. I mean, it's, look, they are FanDuel.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But when it's in the game,
right,
the question is simple for the people. Stoney wanted to start with this. I don't have a problem with it. He's had enough. Is the amount of sports betting being thrown in your face too much? And I don't think we're doing the topic without being self-aware.
No. I mean, I was guilty last night. When Oklahoma City was up 15 or 8, whatever they were up, I bet them live by minus 15.
No one cares, Mike. You're killing me. But it's the idea of, as a fan, have you had enough?
I'm trying to prove that I'm not being a hypocrite.
No,
I do it too.
But it's, have you just had enough?
Yeah.
And look, we're going to continue. I play an active role in scaling back what we do on this show, and I'm altering the pot because I think people have had enough. I know I've had enough. Where it's like, look, you can do it. You can have fun with it. It can make watching a game more enjoyable. But I mean, my God, I feel like Jamie Foxx lives in my living room with the amount of commercials. Could Jamie Foxx make an effing movie at some point?
I know.
248-539-9797. You go finish your lunch. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Okay.
We'll get the people, because you're not yourself when you're hungry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, I guess I scared off Valeni. 248-539-9797. Don't forget, we have a football blitz coming later in the program. All sorts of great, great stuff for you. We're talking about sports betting, and I had enough. I still do it. I still will bet. Not a lot of money, but it does make things interesting. But when you're watching the actual game, it's just, for me, it's just too much. Less is more. And they just, live bets, you know, and some of the parlays. I mean, do I really need to see the SGA, Ant Edwards assist parlay? No, not during the game. 248-539-9797. Let's go to the fine town of Highland Park. TJ, you're on 97, won the ticket.
Stoney, Mike, how's it going?
It's going good.
Just to touch with what you guys are talking about, it's a great topic. I'm an avid, you know, wager myself on sports. I prefer straight bets to parlays, but I think the saddest part of the whole situation is mainly just they've corrupted the average sports fan's, viewing of the game, if you will. Like, you can't just sit through a game and enjoy it, you know, whether you're wagering on it or not. They've eliminated the average person who just wants to see a game and not be, you know, confronted every 40 to 50 seconds with a different ad or a different parlay line you could take. And it seems like it's just getting to the point where it's exhausting. You know, if I'm seeing LeBron James in a DraftKings commercial, and yeah, I think you guys pointed out Jamie Foxx, like, it's just reached a point now where why can't we just have normal sports to a degree? You know, I understand everyone's an adult, and I do think wagering should be allowed. But it just seems like the average person here is just getting completely pushed out of the picture. And it's almost like they're forcing you to gamble if you're going to indulge in watching a game. And I didn't know what you guys thought about that.
You make a great point, TJ. And what they're doing is, because they're paying a lot of money to advertise, part of the advertising is obviously during in-game. I mean, if they just had the commercials, forgetting whether it's Jamie Foxx or FanDuel or whatever, yeah, that's fine during a commercial break. But you, sometimes they'll do animation across this, you know, and I don't need that.
Yeah, I'm not arguing any of it.
I know. See,
go ahead, David.
The problem is I don't need to hear from Kenny and Chuck in the middle of a commercial about what their parlay is or what you should do. That's what I don't need. If you have it on the bottom screen, things like, I don't need that.
Well, the sweet spot in it, too, look, there has to be a space. Like, I will say this is like radio, if you're doing a four-hour show and it's football season and we do the picks and it's two segments in 4 hours.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's kind of the deal. But, like, with the podcast, no, you're seeking it out. So I don't apologize
right, that's
for.
A niche anyway.
But that's my whole point is from a growth metric standpoint of like where I'm at in my career and my life. And it's like, no, there's other things I want to do. Like I genuinely enjoy working with Costa and we see the world in different ways, but more sports talk and less of Marshall versus VTech. And it's like, oh dear Jesus again. So like, no, I believe me, I'm right there with you. And Mike, I think part of it, look, this is where I look to the people. For guys like us, we're too close to it.
Right.
The amount of sports we watch is unhealthy.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
I know.
We're not digging ditches.
No.
This is not a tiny violin routine. I'm making a point. I had a caller yesterday. It was phenomenal by him. But he was explaining something about the WNBA to me. And he goes, Mike, the thing is like you're in sports, so your face is as close to the painting as possible. He goes, when you step back, it looks different. He's 1,000% right.
Yeah.
With this, I don't know if it's something that bothers you and I because we're simply watching too much. But for what TJ just said, I agree with him. You're almost making, I think a vast majority of people, they don't bet.
Right.
And you're almost like alienating them.
Exactly.
And it's a weird space to be in. And I think it'll find its level because it has to. And ultimately, these companies, look, there's a reason FanDuel leaves mature markets.
Right.
They've squeezed the orange dry. They need to go wherever a new a burgeoning market is. But overall, like, yeah, we're at this zenith right now. I will expect in the next 18 to 24 months, it has to roll back.
Oh, yeah. And I expect maybe, I mean, who knows, like FanDuel and DraftKings or something to merge into this, like, like a super company. There's going to be less and less because those ones who advertise and FanDuel.
Look, it's a niche thing.
One. Yeah,
it's a fun club to have in your golf bag, but it can't be everything all the time. So no, I don't think you're old Stony or yelling at clouds. And as someone who produces multiple products centered around the NFL, there is no league more prevalent in gambling.
Correct, which is fine.
I'm keenly aware of it. And look, we're going to do picks. It's called Cash the Ticket, but I'm absolutely going to open up more conversation with Jim and less of the other stuff because I want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Look, Jim's breaking down Georgia State and San Jose State. I'll see you guys in five.
Well, let me ask you this. What's worse, all the gambling stuff during the game or when you're watching particularly a baseball game? And even when you go to Comerica Park, when they don't have the batting averages up there anymore, it's OPS, it's exit velo, it's this and this. It's like, what? I understand most of it, but the average person, they just want to watch a game. They don't want to see those stats. You know, the OPS, I think, is...
I think the evolution of data, I'm okay with it.
Some of it. OPS is great. I think that is so much more relevant and accurate than batting average, because it is. But... do I really need to know the exit velo?
No, you don't. And but again, I'm not going to, that option A, what you said of like, hey, here's Charles Barkley interrupting action to tell you, I don't care.
Okay.
Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, pal?
Not too bad. How about yourself,
good.
Mike and Stony?
Good.
Stony, you feeling better now? You got some food in you?
Yes,
feeling
I do.
Yourself again?
Yep.
He's leveling out, Mike. We feel like his glycogen levels are where they need to be. Mm-hmm. He's feeling good now.
All right, good. Good, good. Hey, listen, the betting, especially on FanDuel during a ball game with the Tigers, it's terrible. I don't need to know the odds for when Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson, any of them guys are going to hit a bomb. I just want to watch the game and enjoy the commentary with Dirks and Benetti. You know, it's just, it's out of hand right now. It's insane.
I'm with you completely.
Yeah.
There's Mike. And I think it has to change because ultimately they're oversaturating the marketplace. And look, I can only speak to you, Mike. I don't know how much you listen to the show, but like you, if you listen a lot.
Well, I listen to this every day.
You've heard the changes we've made on this show and how we're I want to move away from it, where it's just you wet your whistle for a segment and that's it, because the average guy is like you, Mike. They're not knee-deep in this stuff, nor should they be. It's just something, hey, you want to have a little action, you disagree with a buddy, you want to place a bet, that's fine. But I'm with you. I don't need a same-game parlay brought to you by John Keating. I don't care.
Right, exactly. So, hey, thank you guys very much, and I'll keep listening to the show, but appreciate your time.
You got it, Mikey. Let's go over to Doug, 97.1. Douglas, what's the good word?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm with you guys. When I'm watching a baseball game, I want to see the batter's stats on the screen, not the payouts for if they get one or more hits or hit a home run that game. Give me stats, not payouts. It's just too much. I choose not to bet on sports, so those numbers don't mean anything to me.
Right.
And I'd like to think I'm in the majority of people watching the game. Am I being naive?
No.
No.
Not at all. I don't think you are at all, Douglas. I mean, I can't put a percentage on it. I'm not smart enough to tell you. But for me, I'd be shocked if more than 50% of people watching the game bet.
Oh, no, there's no way.
I'd be shocked. So, yeah, Doug, I think that's just where it's going to land. But Stoney said it, Doug. You know, these companies paid a lot, and they have got to squeeze the orange dry.
Yes.
They need to recoup those costs. I get it. But they don't have to shove it down our throat that badly, do they?
No. It's like anything else. I mean, Doug, listen, I did a topic the other day. How much more WNBA am I going to have jammed in my eyeballs before we just accept a majority of people do not watch this? I'm tuning into SportsCenter. I'd like to see hockey highlights, baseball highlights. Doug, I tried 3 times over Memorial Day weekend to catch up on the day of baseball, and I'm looking at highlights of WNBA teams that I've never heard of with WNBA players that no one's ever heard of. I don't care. But, Doug, why? ESPN's got the rights. They've got to try to recoup, and they're trying to strike while the iron's hot because of Caitlin Clark. It's the same principle.
Right.
I've even seen the WNBA be the lead story on Good Morning America, a national TV show. Come on.
Hey, listen.
Well, look, Caitlin Clark right now is basically not as good. She's Tiger Woods. I mean, she's hurt for two weeks. She got an injury, and the ticket prices have dropped like 75%.
Right, but that tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
That if I go to ESPN.com and I'm in the middle of a Stanley Cup playoff and in the middle of an NBA playoff and I have wonderful stories in baseball and you have post-draft and you have OTAs, you cannot have the top 70 stories be WNBA.
Yeah, that's true. But she is top of mind for a lot of freaking
people. Here would be my one difference. Okay. Fine. Let's say that's the case. This is just like the gambling topic.
Yeah.
What percentage of people, regardless of race, color, creed, gender, who turn into SportsCenter actually give an F?
I think they do about her. I don't think they care about any if the Indiana Fever is not playing. They don't care about the Atlanta Dream.
Well, listen. I tune in. I leave. I come back 5 minutes later. We're still doing WNBA highlights. There's 8 million baseball games that took place. Can I get a highlight package, please? It's the same thing as what you're bringing up about the gambling.
I know. I understand it.
I just think we're in a moment in time. It'll pass. I can fix one of them with the products that I run. I can't fix the other.
No, I understand that.
248-539-9797. We'll get with the people. David, I know we're way behind on ticket text. We do have a lot to do today, and part of it is going to be a Tigers conversation. We're going to have it. We're going to have it at 3 o'clock. Well, I won't be negative about it. I think people have lost their minds on something, and we're gonna have a nice conversation. That's all, David. You're rubbing your head. You're stressed. What's wrong? What have I done to you?
Nothing.
I know you've enjoyed your time off this week. What have I done?
Nothing. Oh, you're great. You're great. Nothing. It's not about you.
It's about Kenny. Is Kenny out of line again?
No. He's answering phones. He's good.
I was going to say Rico's not here. You can't blame Rico. So, like, I'm just
it's
making
him.
Sure.
It's like, no, I'm sorry.
It's Rico's fault.
Are there any whacked out ticket texts? Is that what you're, no? Okay.
As long as that thing is on, I'm sure the answer is yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, I've just read something I didn't have on my bingo card today, but it's...
What?
This seems like something that would be right up Stoney's alley.
Uh-oh.
Sydney Sweeney is selling a limited edition soap made with her own bathwater. I mean, I know Michigan fans bought the Harbaugh soap, so why not this? David Ticket texts, and then we'll get to the people, and we'll keep it moving. 3 o'clock, Tigers. We got a little blitz coming up, and we're going to have Stoney time later. He's really controlling himself, because if you guys saw the show sheet he turned in pre-show, there's about 7 things on here that had a 0% shot of making the air, except during Stoney time. Mm. Okay. One of them features his underwear. Go ahead, David.
If the NBA playoffs want to put a graphic at the bottom of the screen, sure, update the odds, that's fine. But I do not want to hear the people calling the game talk about sports gambling during the game. Leave it alone.
With you 100%. I have no issue with it.
I've had it with sports gambling infiltrating every single part of our life. It's influencing everything, and it's turning people into absolute crazy people.
I think the other problem, look, and this is a different way of putting this. Everything right now in 2025 is excess. I've talked about this with the NFL. I can't get Rico to come to my side on it. It's just the NFL is oversaturating the marketplace. And I don't think the average fan wants games on Black Friday, no. Wants 3 games on Christmas, wants 16 international games. I don't think that. I don't think the NFL's catering to anyone but their media partners. Because selling these one-off games, I can't imagine these streaming services are going to make their money back. Like when you pay $150 million for a singular NFL game and it's Jets-Miami on a Black Friday, I just can't wrap my mind around the calculus. But they're just killing your ability to love football the way you loved it.
Well, it's weird because like a lot of them, like the Netflix and even Amazon Prime, a lot of people have anyway. So I don't know how many people are just going to get it for that. So like in my household, you know, we use Amazon, we have Amazon Prime, and my kids and my wife, we watch Netflix movies and stuff. So it's no big deal.
No. And again, it's just...
But like
just,
then you have, you know, Sunday.
But I'm also too close to it. And I know that. And that's where I let the people speak.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm not going to be screaming at the clouds, but like...
Were you searching for the Tiger game Sunday at 11:30 last week?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No, and that's not... Hey, you want to put it on Apple Plus? You want to have a baseball game at 11 in the morning? That's great. David's at church.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, that's part that I don't buy all of it, but the Texas, Ohio State and Fox wanted to move that game to Sunday, and the Texas athletic director said, no. Sunday,
what are we talking Sunday, about? Sunday,
the Texas-Ohio State game.
Sure.
That was announced today is going to be at noon on August the 30th, Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
Week zero. It's week one. Fox and Ohio State worked out a deal that they wanted to move it to Sunday.
Have a Sunday night game. Sunday first night game. Of the
okay, but hold on. That happens every year.
Correct.
Didn't Clemson and Georgia play on a Sunday
correct.
Night?
Correct.
Florida State, BC was a Sunday or Monday?
Yes, they've had those games before. But Texas said no. But the Sundays, you know, we don't play football on Sundays. It's for church.
I agree with
that. Yeah, I know.
And it starts to affect your week one or week two.
And that's what he said.
I'm not going to play a short week.
Right. That's what the Texas AD said.
And look, I think there's a difference, too, is with college sports, it's not as important. It's just not. Oh, the Mac plays on Tuesday night. Nobody watches it.
Sure don't.
So that doesn't impact anything. But the oversaturation, whether it's the sports betting, the NFL, it's everywhere. That's what's driving me nuts. So, no, I'm going to support Stoney on this. I don't think you're old guy yelling at clouds.
No, I'm not.
Let's go, David Ticket Text. Go ahead.
Steve from Madison Heights says, not only is all the gambling stuff annoying, but come on now, they're playing commercials between batters. It's enough already. Don't need it.
You know what has started to really irk me? Is you do the streaming service stuff, and I'm just talking shows now. And now I'm streaming and you give me commercials. I thought the stream was to avoid the commercial.
You got to hear Jamie Foxx again.
I'm like, wait a minute. And they place the commercials. I mean, I know our corporate placement of ads and podcasts is terrible.
Oh, my God. I always give Evan, when we do Restore the Floor, it's like in mid-sentence.
Sometimes. And I tell anybody who asks me, I don't control that with Cash the Ticket. Yeah. And no, I don't control the volume. I don't know why this company can't figure it out. The point I'm making is, if I'm in the middle of an episode of a drama, and it's like this penultimate moment, you cannot hit me with a farmer's dog ad. No. Wait a minute. What happened here?
There's a time and place for Jake from State Farm.
Yes.
Not in the climax of a scene.
Right. We go to Gina, 97.1. Gina, what's going on?
Hey, Mike, you there?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Oh,
that's okay.
So, hey, it's Gina, and this is a great conversation. You know why?
Why?
Because I sell advertising for a living. And I also love football, and I am really tired of having to stay up late and get up early to watch an NFL game. I can't imagine that enough people are paying for the advertising, and I know you say $150 million for a game, but I don't think that there's enough people watching these games for that.
I'm with you.
What do you think?
Here's what I think, Gina, and this is a theory. I am not stating this as fact. I think what Netflix and what Amazon Prime and YouTube TV are attempting to do is it's almost like the mafia. They're paying these ridiculous rates. They're kissing the ring because I believe when the rights deal is up, either CBS or Fox is going to lose the rights. Because they don't have the pockets. They don't have the wherewithal financially that the three streaming providers do. So I think you're right. They're willing to lose money up front in order to make the money later. Because once they capture half of your Sunday afternoon, they're going to do whatever they want with it. They're going to write the NFL a check no one has ever seen before.
What I was saying to your screener is I think that I want to become a divorce attorney because if I have to get up at 9 a.m., and start drinking beer and watching football for four games this year, my wife's probably going to divorce me.
No, and here's the thing. Here's the biggest thing to me. On a Sunday morning, no responsible adult is watching football at 9 a.m. None. David with his children. I mean, whether it is church, the kids, or God forbid, things you need to do around the house with your spouse, responsibilities in life. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody with a life watching games at 9 in the morning on a Sunday.
Or how about Saturday? We talked about this before the show. I believe UCLA plays at Michigan State at noon. If you're, not that I care that much about the West Coast, but if you live out there, you're talking at 9 o'clock in the morning to watch your team play? That's absurd.
The idea that UCLA's in the Big Ten.
I know. Well, that's absurd enough.
But I'll stand down. We do have a college football discussion later today, though, because they're pitching something, and I think it's a total lie, and I think it absolutely leads to something that I have no interest in, but I don't know your opinion.
Okay.
I'm interested. I know Rico's. I get yelled at every time I bring it up. But you, I'm interested. All right, let's touch table on a little bit of football. David, music, please. What the hell is this?
Ladies and gentlemen, usually David or Kenny provide list topics for football today. But I decided today was going to be my turn. So, Mike, David, Kenny, I present to you, this is not CBSSports.com. This is not ESPN, Bill Barnwell.
Oh, thank you.
This is 971theticket.com's Mike Stone's list.
I like how he affiliated himself with the website for no reason. Go ahead.
Anyway, the top 10 coaches who, if you had to win one game with, who you'd want to be your coach, active.
NFL,
top 10 coaches. One game, whether it's a Super, whatever, one game, he's your guy. Not a guy to build a program with. Because there's people that who I would pick to build programs with who are not going to be on my one game list.
Let's get the easy one out of the way. Andy Reid.
Oh, I was going to go bottom.
Oh, I'll shut up. Go ahead.
I'll go bottom from worst to first, basically. So there's a top 10. So there's 32 NFL coaches. Number 10. This might not be very popular among some people. Dan Campbell is number 10 on my list.
Okay, well.
He'd be great at building a program.
Yeah, but one game to win, here's your problem. Blew a 17-point lead in the NFC title game.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm sorry, injuries or not, that team wasn't ready to play against Commanders.
Correct.
So, yeah, it's okay that he's not football Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, if you're in this have to win one game, mm-hmm. I'm going to be in the top five, you probably have a ring.
Yes. Number nine is somebody who has a ring, but for a variety of reasons, it's not in the top five, but he is in the top 10. He's at number nine. He is the older of the, is he older? I don't even know.
John Harbaugh.
It's John Harbaugh. Is nine fair?
And I think it's more than fair based on the repeated failure of him in a post-Joe Flacco magical postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what they've done. You have this NFL MVP, and this team can't get over the hump.
Yeah.
They just can't do it. But now, top 10, yes. But here's the other thing. The ring was won 15 years ago.
Yes, correct. It was a very long time ago.
He's like Mike Tomlin, for God's sakes.
And he needed the lights to go out to do that one.
All right, take it easy.
Number eight on my list is somebody who's actually won a Super Bowl. He also has done some strange things. And he's actually done a pretty damn good job. And he's still active, obviously. Number eight, Sean Payton. One game, I think he's a pretty damn good head coach.
I'm okay with it. Okay. If you separate who he is and you just look at the data, you look at how he can get his team ready to play, you look at the one game ability to scheme it for his quarterback, I'm okay with it. Okay. And I know, same deal.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since they won it all.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, and this is probably might be the more controversial one in the list. At number seven is David's Mike Tomlin.
I'm out. This is the first dumb one on the list.
I wouldn't have him on the list.
Okay.
Right.
Honestly, he shouldn't be the coach of the Steelers.
Okay.
His voice has grown tired. They haven't won a playoff game in a decade.
I know.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I mean, he looks cool. Love the aviators. Yeah. Sometimes he rocks that wooden cross. That's always a good look.
Yeah.
I want David to start doing it for big shows on Fridays. No, I wouldn't have Tomlin on the list.
Okay.
Yeah, I leave that to him. It's his team.
Right.
Really great coach. So the last time he won, he had a veteran quarterback to do that with. So I'm just saying he may not be able to do it right now.
But he keeps you, for the most part, except for this year, he keeps you in games. So that's why I like him. Anyway.
Does he?
Number six would also be controversial because he just can't win the biggest game. But he is still pretty smart. Kyle Shanahan at six.
Oh, boy.
Including his coordinating situation in the Super Bowl?
No, I'm not. No, that was
that matters.
The problem is
that was on last night.
He had a lead in two Super Bowls in the fourth quarter and didn't get it done.
True.
Little leery. Now this is where I probably have John Harbaugh ahead of him.
Okay, that's fair. Number five on the list, and this might surprise you, but maybe not because he's closely associated with the previous guy at number six. But he did a really good job this year. Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn won two playoff games this year.
I understand.
Both on the road. He screwed up the Super Bowl. Yes.
But again, you need a little bit more depth of data. You know, one year and all of a sudden you're this money coach.
Well, he did a good job in Atlanta except for that.
The Super Bowl.
Right.
Like, I mean, maybe
that was pick your poison, him or Shanahan then.
Shanahan.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you a question. Where would you guys, and I'm not trying to upend your list,
mm-hmm.
but like, I think one of the better coaches in the sport, he doesn't have a Super Bowl, but I always felt like his team was a ball breaker to play. I always felt like they were infinitely prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where's Mike Vrabel on this list?
Funny you ask, Michael. He's next at four.
All right.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Wait, so that means the list agrees or you agrees? Or are you the list?
I'm the list.
Well, then, I think we just became best friends. No, I just think Vrabel does a really good job.
Yes. Oh, this is my list.
Okay.
So you can rip me for the Shanahan Quinn.
I'm good with the Vrabel thing. Okay. Yes, I'm bullish on the Patriots mm-hmm. this year.
Yeah.
I just feel like chips down 60 minutes. He never had a great team. I mean, Ryan Tannehill was your answer. And there they were, blowing out the Ravens in the playoffs.
Yes.
Always a tough out.
Love Mike Vrabel. I wanted them to be him to be hired here instead of Patricia. All right. Looks smart now, but still at the time, I remember.
I'd say so.
All right, number three. Maybe a little biased, but, you know, he did win the Super Bowl last year, and he's been to two in his 3 years of being head coach, Nick Sirianni.
Punchable face.
Yes.
But you can't, I mean. And I still think there's a world of tinfoil hats where Dom D'Alessandro actually coaches this team. I think Big Dom is actually the coach.
Yeah. But look, and he made some bonehead decision in the Atlanta game that he cost them. But
it's hard to argue when a guy has been to two Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. He's won one. I thought he had lost this thing towards the end two years ago. But they do play for him. And
they love him.
Got to roll with it. Yes. So, yes, I'll say yes. But punchable face.
Yes. Number two on the list. Another very punchable face.
Brian
A lot
Dable.
Of people don't like him.
Go ahead.
But he has done some miraculous work, and he has won a Super Bowl. Sean McVay.
100%.
Sean McVay is a great freaking coach.
I don't know about number two.
I said freaking.
Oh, my God.
I don't know about number two.
My soul left my body. I thought Stoney just dropped a casual.
No.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I won't
man.
Listen to it in the break, but I said freaking.
I was being very careful because you so casually, and I went, whoa, wait a minute. Okay. Totally agree, and here's what I like. They're nowhere as near as good as the Lions, and yet he is able to scheme it up with Stafford, and they have gotten to the razor's edge of beating this team.
Yes.
And that's a compliment to the Lions, because the Lions are worlds better.
And they could have, maybe should have beaten Philly in that game last year.
Hey, go back to the playoff game.
That's what I'm talking about.
No.
Oh.
Rams-Lions 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Puka Nacua, there should have been a flag on that play. Just saying. But I agree totally. I think McVay, you can call him whatever names you like. Mm-hmm. Or, again, punchable face, offensive guru. You know when you face that team, he has got it schemed up on you.
Yes. And number one, you mentioned, look, he had a bad game. They weren't as good a team as they were
offensive
last
line
year.
Stunk.
Offensive line was horrible. If you want to go back in history, his time management when he coached the Eagles in Super Bowl was awful.
But he's been to, what, 12 NFC and AFC title games?
It's Andy Reid. He's wanted to win one game. It's him. Now, notable absences.
Pete Carroll's not on the list.
Pete Carroll. Sean McDermott.
Sean McDermott, yep.
And Jim Harbaugh.
I would put all three of them over Dan Quinn. Sorry, I just would.
Okay. Yeah, and again, I can separate college scumbaggery
I know.
And NFL achievement.
Now,
Jim Harbaugh at the NFL level is an absolute, he's a winner.
Well, if it was a program builer, he would definitely be in there.
Yeah, but he's a winner. Like, he didn't drop the punts against the Giants in 2011.
No.
I don't believe he did anything wrong in the Super Bowl. And when you get Jim Harbaugh in the NFL, it is immediate. There's a physicality.
Right.
It's a turnaround. Right. Unlike college, where he got desperate, took a 50% pay cut, and was driven to madness and cheating because he couldn't beat Ohio State and was going to lose his job. That's my love story, and I'm sticking to it.
And that is...
David, that was for you. Come on, you haven't been here this week.
Football Today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.